Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, According to Your Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The just don't just miss hell and go to heaven by faith. The just live by faith. The just walk by faith. Everything works the same way.
Amen.
If we believe this, we should become greatly interested in faith. Right? Because the more our faith develops, the more of His will we'll receive and walk in, and the more of His power and ability will be shown and manifested in our lives. We've already had some of His power manifested in our lives. We wouldn't be here, we wouldn't be doing as good as we are. But how many believe there's a whole lot more who are we waiting on? Waiting on God to decide to do something for it. No, we don't receive according to that. We receive according to our faith. Go with me, please, to the book of Luke. I believe we're making progress. Having said that, you might think exactly what this verse here says next. That the disciples said, increase our faith. Well, man, if that's it, Lord, increase my faith. Luke 17 and 5, the apostles said to the Lord, what? Give us faith. Nope. What?
Increase.
The Young's literal says, add to us faith. They must have believed they had some.
That's right.
They didn't say we don't have any.
Right.
Give us some. We need some. Right. What'd they say?
Increase.
Give us more.
Right.
We want more. Why would they want more? Well, they hear Him talking about it all the time. They see Him operating in it. Right?
Yeah.
Jesus talked about faith all the time. And He manifested faith.
Yes. Right.
He did things in faith.
Right.
And they, after being with Him for a while, they thought, man, we want some more. Give us some more faith.
Amen.
And Jesus said, come here, I'll lay hands on you. Give you some. No, people would like that. But that's not how it comes. Jesus said, well, you need to pray at least 6 or 7 hours a day. And you'll get more faith up. No. Uh-uh. Nope. Now, how does faith come? Does anybody know? Romans 10:17 says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. But that's the beginning. That's how faith what? Comes. Here's the next part of it. Faith that has come must be released. It must be exercised. We've already looked at this. It's possible to have faith and get no results. I said it's possible to have faith. More than enough faith to get whatever you need. And yet nothing happened. We saw in Acts where the man was born lame, and Paul preached the gospel to him. And then the Bible said this man heard Paul speak. And then the Bible said Paul perceived that the man had faith to be healed, and yet he's sitting there lame.
Right. Exactly right.
Until he said, stand up. Call with a loud voice. Stand up on your feet. And when the man did that, what happened? He released his faith.
Right.
He's sitting there with faith to be healed, but he's not healed.
Right.
Oh, is everybody awake?
Yes.
He's sitting there with faith to be healed, but nothing happening in his body.
Right.
Faith comes by hearing the Word of God, but that's not the end. That's the beginning.
That's right.
You got to go beyond the faith coming to what? The faith releasing.
That's right.
James said, faith without action is dead.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So there is such a thing as dormant faith. Static faith, inactive faith. James calls it dead. Dead, if something's dead, it ain't moving. Right? It's just sitting there. Nothing's happening. I don't want nothing happening faith. Do you? I don't want it sitting there getting dusty. When it could be paying my bills. Is that right? Healing my body. Getting what we need for the ministry.
Yes.
We must release our faith, exercise our faith, and in so doing, receive what the power of God can accomplish. Receive what the will of God already intends. He said, I'm reading Young's Literal now, verse 5. The apostle said to the Lord, add to us, Luke 17:5, add to us faith. And the Lord said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard, you would have said to this sycamine, be uprooted. Now let's just stop right here. Is he talking about prayer?
No.
No. Is he talking about asking for something?
No.
No. Certainly not talking about begging for anything. At this point, what would you be talking to?
A tree.
A tree. Is that right?
Yeah.
You'd be talking to a tree.
Right.
That's right.
Can trees hear?
Yeah. Absolutely. Amen. That's
right. I know in reading the gospel accounts about healing, I saw the healing of Peter's mother-in-law. And Luke said she was taken with a great fever. And they asked Jesus to come minister to her. And so he came in. Here's Peter's mother-in-law. And she's delirious. Luke said she had a great fever. He's a doctor. That means she's out of it. And near death, I guess. And so the Bible said Jesus rebuked the fever.
Yeah.
And I paused and I said, now hold on. He's not talking to Peter's mother-in-law.
Right.
He's not praying. He's not talking to the Father. He rebuked the fever. And I thought, can a fever hear?
Wow.
And I read the next verse and it said, and it departed from her.
Right.
I thought, yep.
Yep.
Fevers can hear.
That's right.
Huh? If fevers can hear,
come on.
Blood pressure can hear.
Right.
Hearts can hear. Kidneys
yes.
can hear. Oh, come on. And trees can hear.
Yes.
He said, tree, be, I'm reading the Young's Literal, be uprooted, be planted in the sea. And Jesus said, it would have obeyed you.
That's right.
This is in response to what question?
Give us more faith.
Add to us faith. Summarizing it, what did Jesus say? Did he tell them how to get more faith?
No.
Yeah, he did. They said, add to us faith.
Okay.
Did he tell them how to get more faith?
Yes.
Yes, use what you have.
Okay.
That's how you get more faith. It works like a muscle in your body.
Yeah.
You know, if a kid is skinny and wants to have big muscles, and he says, I want muscles. Add to me muscles. What's the solution? You got muscles. You got all the same muscles Mr. Universe has got. Is that right? Well, no, what I need is muscles. No, no, honey, you got muscles. No, I don't. Yeah, you do. And the very same thing is true with faith. People say, well, I need faith. No, you got faith. Are you born again?
Yes.
Have you ever been to church?
Yes.
Have you ever heard the Bible at all?
Yes.
Then you have faith.
Right. That's right.
Yes, sir.
I said, you have faith.
Yes.
God has dealt to all of us a measure of faith. We got it from Him.
Yes.
I said we got it from Him. It is a measure of His very own faith.
Amen.
It's a piece of His faith. The faith of Almighty God who created the heavens and the earth. A piece of that is in me. And it's in you. And if we want it to develop, it's no great mystery. Get to using it. Get to using it. How do you use it? The number one way you exercise your faith is through your words. It's not the only action. There are other actions. We talked about the wedding feast. Jesus told them, go fill the water pots up. That was an act of faith. Jesus said, go dip in the pool. Wash off the mud. There are other acts of faith, but the number one act of faith, preeminent above them all, is the words of your mouth. So Jesus said, if you had faith, because they're wanting to add to us. He said, if you had faith, one of the smallest things they knew about that, nobody had microscopes back then. One of the smallest things He could ever tell them about was a mustard seed. They knew it's tiny. They wanted more, so that we're talking quantity. Talking size. Well, He said, if you had faith like that. So if they believe they got any, they probably believe they got that much.
Right.
Add to us. He said, if you had faith like that, you would say. Two big things He revealed. Number one, faith is potent stuff.
Right.
How much do you need?
Amen.
The amount of a mustard seed size will rip trees out of the ground and relocate them miles away. Unless you say, oh, Brother Keith, you know, that's just figurative. That's just somebody. He didn't say it was figurative, and you got no right to change the Word of God. We're talking about the same force that created the heavens and the earth. If it creates planets and stars, why couldn't it move a little tree? You don't literally mean believe in a mountain. Yes. This force created everything. It created mountains.
Yeah.
Why couldn't it move one?
That's right.
It created trees. And it doesn't take much. Just a little. But here's the thing. It has to be set off. Go to Hebrews. 4th chapter. Somebody say, set it off. Hebrews 4:2. 4:2. He said, unto us was the gospel preached. Romans says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God to everybody that believes it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, According to Your Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God, God who gives me